Coach Amy Felker, and Coach, congratulations on the win. And you guys brought the intensity from the tip-off, led 31 of the 32 minutes in this game, and really kind of took Sterling out of what they wanted to do right away.
You know, I'm super proud of the way the girls bounced back from last night. They came and they were ready to play. They were focused. They knew what each girl did, and they really took away those girls' strengths and got them frustrated right off the start. So defensively, our girls had a great defensive effort, and then we created things off of our defense and got some easy baskets. You know, we pushed the ball to the inside when they were weak there, and Megan got some good shots. Our guards got some good drives and shots from the outside. So overall, great team effort.
It was for sure, and you kind of had that balanced attack there, and you found Megan at the right time. You guys started off 5 of 5, I think, shooting, hitting a couple threes there, and you know, all five of the scorers there, the starters get up scoring there, but you had some big, even though Cheyenne only had 3 points, but she did a lot of little things. I think she had 7 boards this afternoon.
You know, she just finds the little things to do. You know, she got a little guard, you know, just with the matchups that I wanted. We put her on a little guard, and she rose to the occasion, got some big stops defensively, controlled the boards. Mm-hmm. She just really stepped up and played a good game.
How about Megan Trout now with a new career high 18 points?
You know, we told her that she could score on anybody on this team. And I was like, post up strong, we will get you the ball. And the guards did a great job of getting the ball to her at the right spot. Mm-hmm. She just had to lay those things up. You know, she did a good job of finishing on her shots too.
What was nice about your team's effort as well is you guys didn't have those unforced errors as many as you know, you've had in games past this year. I thought your turnovers were cut down in a pretty good time.
You know, we did. We took care of the ball. We made nice passes. We saw where the open girls were, and we got them to it at the right spot. So, you know, we just did a good job of taking care of the ball.
This is a big weekend for you guys. You go 2-1 and beat Sterling here, get your first third-place finish here at the tournament, and your first win in this gym as well. You guys have been looking for that so close a few times. But I thought there was a lot of growth from 1 to 12 on your bench this weekend.
You know, everybody contributed. Whether they were on the court all the time, they were on the bench, you know, they get in for a little bit right here. You know, there's a lot of things that we did overall that I liked. We stayed positive. We worked through the good times. We worked through the bad times. And, you know, they just came together really strong this last week as a team. And, you know, I'm really proud of them.
And you also had to like today to start the second half. You already had the big lead there. There was no let up.
No. I made sure I told them that at halftime. I'm like, they're going to put their starters back in. We've got to have the same intensity. We've got to continue to attack. And they stepped up and they continued to attack. And, you know, they worked hard. They worked hard a whole 32 minutes.
And you're able to get some rest for your starters there. They didn't have to play the fourth quarter. They got the job done there. And I guess that kind of gets you some fresher legs in a way a little bit for Tuesday when you go on the road again to Hugoton.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be a quick turnaround and having another road game. But these girls are ready. You know, we've got the momentum going, having a good tournament, and we're going to be ready to go and start conference again and get pick up some more wins and just keep going.
A 2-1 weekend at a tournament is always big. A winning weekend guaranteed there. Coach, thank you for the time and enjoy what's left of your weekend here.
Thanks, Adam.